It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bob Halloran from WCVB. You've each expressed sadness over this situation. Is there also anger or embarrassment as you relate it to a cheating scandal?
I think that what Alex did was wrong, and I think he would agree to that. As Sam has just said, if you think about what's in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox, I think we all agreed that moving forward would be very difficult, and that what he did in Houston would be very challenging to continue to lead the Boston Red Sox.
Just one cut of many that you'll hear as John Henry and the Red Sox brass just finished up their press conference at Fenway, or have they? Are they still
going? They're done. Yeah, they're
done. They're finally done.
I mean, I don't know if they broke into groups or not. I doubt
46
it.
46 minutes. My God. Stop talking. Stop saying nothing. Stop wasting my time.
Okay, they are done. We'll play the highlights such as they are. But there was a theme there in that answer, Maz, that I think you heard repeated throughout that press conference. And, you know, any shame, any sadness. And he says, well, Alex, what he did was wrong, and what he did in Houston was wrong. And I felt if there was any one theme that came out of that press conference to me is that, and they said it in so many words in a couple different occasions, is that Cora was dismissed because of what happened in Houston, and anything that happened in Boston were reserving judgment. And it almost made it sound like they are fighting the charges of what happened here in Boston, or denying the charges of what happened here in Boston. I wonder if we're about to get a cheating scandal in context.com. I'm not clever enough to come up with something better than that right off the top of my head, but that we're going to get a defense from the Red Sox on their cheating allegations. And if they have one.
Yeah. Look, again, I wonder if they cut a deal with the league. That's what I wonder. Like, again, I want to see what comes out there. And so now, but after hearing this thing today, I wonder if there's some sort of agreement or nod, wink, wink with the league, and they cut some sort of deal.
Meaning?
To limit the damage of it, and that they were going to do certain things to, and I'm not giving you particulars. Again, this is all fresh in my mind. But I looked at the whole thing, and they kept saying that thing over and over again, reserve judgment, like they know what's in it. And so, I don't know, maybe they said to the league, we'll get rid of Cora now. And what if we do it now? Does that help? Do we eliminate some penalties? Or, because you raised a point yesterday, and I think it's a good one. First of all, ownership of the Astros skated. You know, there's no penalty on Red Sox ownership yet. And this thing would have never come to light if not for The Athletic. So unless or until MLB goes after ownership on some level, then I have doubts about how hard they're really pursuing this thing. And so I look at the Red Sox and this whole thing that went down, and I say, and this question was asked today, did you know when you hired him?
Was asked a million different times.
Right.
You know, there were a bunch of different ways.
There were whispers about the Astros for a long time. So did you discuss it with Cora in the interview? What types of discussions? Did you know anything about any of this when you interviewed him? And they wouldn't go there, which tells me they knew.
Yeah, they stuck their heads in the sand.
If I had to guess, they knew. They knew back then, and they probably wanted some of it to come to Boston because they thought this is how it's being done now.
Which came right on the heels of them being caught and warned by MLB on the Apple Watch thing. And this is a part that is so fraudulent of them. They're just putting it all on Alex Cora, and they're putting it all on what he did in Houston. When you got caught just the year before, and then you hired the guy who was behind what now in hindsight feels like the most obvious out in the open cheating scheme in Major League Baseball. And they come out and say, Alex admitted what he did in Houston was wrong. And it's like, no. There feels like there's a pattern here with your club. Do you acknowledge that?
It's not an Apple Watch.
Yeah. And, you know, there was one question, and we're just picking our way through it, where they sort of asked that. But to me, that's the crux, the pattern. They went right from 2017 to 2018 doing the same crap after being warned directly. And then they go and hire the guy that's in charge of the most blatant one in Major League Baseball? And they say, well, it's all on Alex and all what he did in Houston. No. It's about you and the pattern there.
I'm just starting to wonder if there is like, a, you know, almost a, dare I say, like a league-wide campaign to pin this whole thing on Alex Cora and bury it nice and tidily, and that's it.
You find a fall guy, you got the one, you got the face of it, the poster child for the scandal, the one behind it, and then everyone else skates, and you've got your fall guy, and it's Alex Cora.
And then the whole thing just, you know, ends up in a nice, tidy pile and swept away, and no one talks about it again.
Tim Donaghy acted alone.
Exactly.
It is really convenient, and kudos to whoever that reporter was that asked if he had signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Tom Gigan from the Herald.
Yeah, because, I mean, that
because he did.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did, and that's the thing that continues to bug me with this. Like, they think we're all stupid. That's evident. The fans, media, anyone who sat and listened to that 45 minutes of nothing, they want a soft landing for any kind of trouble that comes their way. They can't ever look bad. And in doing so, they always lack transparency, and they look even worse. The mutual agreement to part ways, you fired him. Just say it. You fired him.
Well, that's part of the agreement, too, though, right? I mean, that's what Cora gets out of it, is that publicly, here's what you're going to say. Like, so, you know, I hear you, Murray. I don't like it any more than you do. I'm just saying that's part of the deal. You know, the part of the deal is you keep your mouth shut. We'll pay you for the length of the contract. And it's a mutual parting of ways. We're not firing you. Right. At one point, McAdam asked a question that said, you know, within an hour of the league's announcement, the Astros fired their manager. 30 minutes later, you fired yours. Henry started answering the question, and then Sam Kennedy said, well, let me just correct you. You said fired. We did, and we parted.
Stop.
And, look,
they kept crowbarring it in.
Oh,
they couldn't stop saying it.
And as soon as Sean said it, I went, someone's going to correct him. Watch. Someone's going to correct him. And so clearly there is, you know, they're going out of their way to make sure they're saying that they didn't fire Alex Cora. Like again, fine. Whatever. We all know what it is. And so the language is the language because the lawyers all get involved. And that's what happens, and they cut a deal with Cora. So that's what happened. But I want to see Manfred's report on the Red Sox in 2018. I want to see who he goes after and how hard.
Me too.
I want to see what it looks like.
Me too. And I want to know, are these guys, you know, what is today the beginning of a defense by them? Or not total transparency, or trying to fight it or weasel out of it, or what? Or what? You got caught in 2017, and then the guy that ran the most blatant, gratuitous cheating operation in Major League Baseball was hired by you the next year, and you hit the ball through the roof. And you're going to sit here and say, this is all about Alex and what he did in Houston. I mean, that is so fraudulent. I can't even tell you.
I said this yesterday. What did they hit, 6 grand slams in April? Seriously, you remember that?
Oh, God.
You remember that?
So there was no, so what's the word I'm looking for today? You know, they took no ownership, no responsibility, no contrition.
We're asking that you reserve judgment?
I mean, nothing that said they might have been wrong or done something wrong here along the way.
Yeah, so I want to see what's in this report.
After getting nabbed in 17, charged in 18, and hiring the most recidivist cheater in Major League Baseball. 2 straight years. Not a one-off mistake. Oops. We kept our phone on in the dugout. Whoops. No. Year-long, months-long patterns. And you're asked about, do you feel regretful or sad? He said, well, you know, Alex did what he did in Houston. Ah, you lying frauds. That's the part.
Yeah.
Like, well, just Own it.
Yeah. You start to wonder about, again, hey, we're going to cut a deal with you, Alex, because you're not going to tell anybody what you did here either, although he already probably met with MLB, which is why I wonder, maybe there's a bigger deal going on here. I want to see what's in there.
Oh, the lying fraudulence of that is just, you made a mistake. You got caught. You know, you're wrong. It just give me some hint of that. I didn't hear all 40 minutes. Maybe they gave it to you at some point. Did you hear any of it? You listened to all 40?
I listened to the whole thing. I mean, there were parts of it where they said, well, look, you know, this isn't exactly an ideal situation to be up here today. Obviously, we're disappointed, you know, things like that. But nothing that, you know, I said this to someone because I watched it right outside the studio here. I said, you know, what the Red Sox really need is for someone to sit up there and say, look, this is not a great day for the franchise. An embarrassing day for the franchise. None of us wanted to be here, and we're not proud of this.
We made mistakes.
They're incapable of doing that because they don't want to look bad. They can't do it.
In some way, shape, or form, you made a mistake, did something wrong. Just own it a little bit, as opposed to, well, you know, Alex did what he did in Houston.
So I spent a lot of time thinking about this last night and into today because, again, you said some stuff yesterday where I thought, you know what, that whole thing with Houston, how does the owner skate? How does the owner skate? How do you say we're going to punish GMs and managers, but not owners?
Yeah.
You know, and I recognize there's a fine for the organization, but the owner didn't get suspended and you can suspend an owner.
In the first paragraph of that report, he was exonerated.
Exactly. Like, you know,
we understand that he puts the baseball operation, the baseball people, and he handles the business, and we respect that. Like, they gave him that out in the first paragraph of the thing.
Right, and that's no excuse anyway. Ugh. What does the GM do? He turns over to the on-field operation to the manager. So why are you holding the GM accountable? Right? He just didn't know. His job's to get the players. He turns it over to the manager. What happens down there on the field, the GM doesn't know. He's up in his box. How come he wasn't exonerated?
I mean...
I smell a rat. I smell a rat now. Like, and so I can't take the thing from MLB with any sort of straight face. My initial reaction when this thing happened a couple of days ago, was, wow, Manfred hit him hard. Because that was everyone's initial reaction. Wow, they got creamed. Good for Manfred. Now I look back on it and I say, wait a minute. If that's it? That's where we're going to stop?
Well, but just go read the report. They take A.J. Hinch's account at face value. We believe him. We appreciate his contrition. He should have stopped it, but he won. But he did not orchestrate or participate. And Lednow did not orchestrate or participate. And the ownership put the baseball in the owner. And so, like, they put it all on, even though they punished the Houston folks plenty. I mean, obviously, the reading of it and the reporting of it in the Major League Baseball report put it all on Cora.
I mean, but right out of the gate, again, that thing with that Manfred statement on Monday was an assault on Alex Cora. They did. They all dumped it on Cora.
This team, I tell you, they cannot get out of their own way. That cliche. They cannot get out of their own way. Even
it's been that way for a century.
Forever. I mean, just in my 32 years here, whatever, it's always been the same. Even in the best of times. Even in the best of times when things look perfect. And I'm telling you, it was just 13 months ago, it looked perfect. Young roster, championship team, best roster in baseball, bright, perfect young manager, GM that came in and made the right moves and had the best team in baseball. It was perfect, honestly.
And the foolishness is like baked in somehow.
It is, yes.
13 months later.
It's genetic.
GM, bleep canned. Manager, fired in disgrace for cheating in his last two places. Roster that's going to get torn up or what? Like, in 13 months.
Star player who wants out an $80 million rotation that's banged up. Like, all kinds
and
of stuff.
And a GM that came off today, like, you don't have a handle on anything.
Oh, this guy's a robot.
Holy crap.
This guy's a freaking computer program.
Seriously.
Answer the question about what you're looking for in something?
He's a computer program. He's not a person. That's not an actual, that's Max Headroom. That is a computer-generated hologram. What do you call that? Nerds? Something?
Yeah, hologram.
He's not a person.
Can you answer a question, yes or no?
He can't. He's not programmed to. 13 months later.
I felt bad for him today.
I kind of did too.
It's a smoldering ruin. And 13 months ago, you could not have been in a better position. You couldn't be more perfect.
The rise and fall of Alex Cora.
This team. There is no other team like it in sports, I'm telling you. Even in the best of times and through all their highs, just around the corner, there is always Steroids, cheating, chicken and beer, players attacking broadcasters on the plane. There's always something. World Series heroes who are now complete wackadoodles. There are, I mean, just name it. Just name it. There is always some calamity, napalm disaster right around the corner. Always.
It's a great team to cover.
It's unbelievable.
For a long time, really, it was a great team to cover.
Your thoughts on the firing of Alex Cora and the press conference today, right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Since that sort of behavior, something similar is being investigated about your most recent championship team, do you worry at all that the findings could, in some people's mind, attach an asterisk to that Red Sox championship?
Well, I just want to reiterate what we said, which is that we ask our fans to reserve judgment until the investigation is completed.
Is there an asterisk on that championship, Murray?
Yeah, without question. All of it. Betts' year, all the numbers for any player that year, Jackie Bradley Jr. having a good season at the plate that year, same for Andrew Benintendi, any of the numbers you look at, the 108 wins, fake, asterisk, all over 2018. You hold the cards now, David Price, go play 52 pickup, you bum. It's all fake.
I think it's tainted. I don't know if I go full asterisk on you, but, you know, who doesn't have the right? I mean, how could you not give the unless or until the Dodgers are caught? How can you not, you know, give the Dodgers their due or the freedom for the Dodgers to say, we lost back-to-back World Series? How?
Well, so the Dodgers have been going after the Astros more than the Red Sox.
For sure.
Right? And I think it's because according to that Athletic story, that by the time the postseason rolled around, MLB had security people standing outside the video rooms. Right, so you couldn't get in the postseason to address the video. Now, doesn't mean you couldn't do it some other way.
Thank you. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm looking at Alex Cora, who every step of the way did everything that he could and pushed every line he could possibly push. So they put a monitor in the video room. That's going to stop this guy?
Yeah, look, the Red Sox, on this one, they can't have their cake and eat it too.
I mean, AJ Hinch smashed monitors and he kept putting them back. So they put an impediment in his way that's going to stop him?
Right. Just hide the guy in the clubhouse.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there is now, you know, again, I don't know all the particulars here, but whatever. I just don't. The Red Sox, to me, on this one, they can't have their cake and eat it, too. They can't effectively dismiss, fire, part ways, whatever, with their manager. They can't do that and then at the same time say, well, you know, the investigation's not complete. Well, wait a minute. Like, you're telling me the investigations aren't complete, but you parted ways with your manager last night.
Well, they're saying it's just for what he did in Houston.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is, like, come on. Really?
Well, this is, get ready. Are we going to have a defense? Get me some highlighters. happy to pick apart your lies and fraudulent. I did for the Patriots for 7-8 years. Easy, fun. I enjoyed the crap out of it. Come on, Red Sox, let's go.
That part, I'm like, come on. All right, like, it just enough.
He calls himself the deflator because he's losing weight. Got it. Let's go. Let's hear your version, John. Will in Boston. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Mike. I wanted to watch the press conference, too, and it's so frustrating to hear these guys talk. But my biggest thing was, like, when they asked about an internal investigation, and they said, we can't comment on that.
Internal investigation. What do you think that internal investigation turned up?
Well, no. So I'm saying, like, don't you have to hire the next manager? Don't you have to ask people in your organization who knew what?
Oh, okay. So I see. I didn't connect what he was talking. I don't, with the exception of maybe a couple of people, I don't know how you can bring back anybody from this coaching staff. I mean, so Cora gets shown the door, however it happened. Okay, you're going to hire his bench coach? How do you pull that off?
Until you wait and see what Major League Baseball comes up with. What if, and I don't think it's going to happen, I think they have their fall guy in Alex Cora, but what if they do to Renicky in Boston what they did to Cora in Houston?
Exactly.
Blame the number two.
I mean, and the other thing is, it was going on in 2018, but the bench coach had no knowledge of it. He could have stepped in too. So in Houston, we can blame the bench coach, but in Boston, we can't.
Right.
They can't hire Renicky. Can't do it. Now, look, they have some new people elevated to positions on that staff, but I almost look at it and say, you know, again, they get a new pitching coach. Okay, so maybe he's exempt. But don't you have to kind of wipe the whole thing clean?
You would think. Kenny and Norton. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I was wondering, you guys think maybe the Red Sox, by proactively getting rid of him before the report came out, made a deal with Major League Baseball, number one, and number two? You know, isn't there a news dump coming at 5 o'clock on Friday that they cleaned out all the coaches?
Maybe. I mean, the news dump was last night at 7:25. But this is Maz's theory that, you know, maybe there's a deal in place.
I'm wondering, when I say deal, I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
The Astros, MLB, Red Sox, all of it.
Global.
That the thing came out and, you know, or the MLB conducted the investigation and said, guys, we have a problem here. Okay, so let me tell you what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. What do you guys want to do? Okay, we're going to get rid of Hinch. We're going to get rid of Luhnow. We're not going to punish the organization, but you guys tell me, how do you want to handle this? $5 million in draft picks and we leave ownership out of it or what? Because at the end of the day, the commissioner works for the owners. Whether he's a former owner or not, Selig, or whether he was, you know, like I think the whole thing, and I said this to you the other day, I found it odd that in that report the other day from Manfred, they went out of their way to point out that managers and GMs would be held accountable. But the whole thing just shreds Alex Cora. Yeah. I mean, kills Alex Cora. Why? Why? And my answer is that he was, you know, he's the primary target.
Fall guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Lee Harvey Cora.
Greg in the car. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, guys. How you doing? Big Jim, Mike, and Tony. I know you probably will not remember this, but right after they won the championship in 18, I called you and said, you know, John Henry being a businessman, this club is never going to be worth more money than it is right now. Historic run, the team has grown exponentially as far as value. And imagine if he did, he wouldn't be going through any of this. And the new owner.
But do you think I'm just going to cut you off? Has the team lost value in this?
No. I was just going to say, every time someone says this, 5 years later, the Red Sox are worth another $500 million more.
Yeah. No, he's
killing it.
Yeah, and this is not going to dent it.
I mean, if they were to come out and win the World Series, they'll be worth more in the fall.
What's a 10 times bigger problem is the sport is becoming unwatchable. That's his worry. This is part of the Red Sox fabric. Disaster, scandal, dysfunction, always some calamity is always right around the corner or right underneath the surface. This is the Red Sox experience.
And I'll tell you, it's been that way. Like you said, since you've been here for 32 years, since I was born.
It's insane.
It's always, no matter who has owned the team or played for them, that's how it goes.
They could not have been in a better spot a year ago. A year ago, as I'm sitting here, a GM that had pushed all the right buttons and had them in top of the league, best roster in the league, a bright young manager. They nailed this manager hire. Young guy, got it, bilingual, you know, could work with every player in the locker room with all different cultures, could work with the advanced nerds and the sabermetricians, but also knew the game, related to players, was good with the media. They're coming off 119 wins. Everyone else sucks. Everything's like they have it nailed. Nailed. And, I mean, a year later, it's completely blown apart. They're cheaters. There's an asterisk on the championship. They have no. They have to go start from ground zero with their coaching staff. Never mind the roster issues. I mean, I there's no other team that operates like that.
Mike, a year ago, Alex Cora attended the Boston Baseball Writers Dinner, which is tomorrow night. So literally like 360, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, if you thought last year was special, wait till this year. Okay? Like, something tells me he
kind of wasn't kidding.
Yeah. Something tells me he did not exactly anticipate it going quite like it did.
And a year later, he's finished.
Right.
And this, I feel bad in some respects, because I don't wish anyone to lose their career and their livelihood.
Nor do I. Like, special feeling out of that.
I'm not that person. I if he had tens of millions of dollars in the bank because he had been coaching or managing or playing, for, you know, if he was set for life, that might be different. Okay, you'll be fine. I don't know if he's set for life. He was sort of a minimum level player, and the managers don't make a lot of money. And you know, not only is he going to have trouble finding a job back in Major League Baseball, he was a hell of a good announcer on ESPN. They're not going to bring him back for that, I don't think. They bring back steroid guys. I don't know if they bring back these kind of guys. So, I don't know. Is there a job for Alex in the media?
I don't know. I don't know. ESPN Deportes or something, maybe. I don't know. But mainstream American media, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just not sure. So, again, 12 months ago, absolutely on top of the world with everything in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's, like, finished.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Stunning, right? Stunning.
That is the Red Sox experience. I'll say it again. Here's Murray's update. We're back with more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pedro? Pedro Gomez from ESPN. John, this is for you since you've been the lead steward here, as you pointed out, for almost 20 years. What is the level of embarrassment right now having to have this type of a press conference only 1 month before pitchers and catchers show up?
Well, it's not ideal. It's not what we would like to be doing at this point, but we were all surprised to read this report on Monday. But this is, I don't know if you would call it a logical conclusion, but this is where we are as a result of that.
They took no ownership today, Maz. None. That they made any mistakes, or that they were in any way responsible, or that they did anything wrong or had any missteps. None. Zero. That's what gets me going, which is We all make mistakes. We all do the wrong thing. We all make choices, and some of them are wrong. And it's just the way it goes. And if you can say it, then all right, then we can work from there. But at least we all acknowledge it. And then, you know, but when you fail to take any ownership of a bad decision or a bad day or a bad set of decisions, then that's what gets me going.
And it should get you going.
Was none of it.
No, again.
None of it today.
And I wonder again. I wonder about some bigger grand plan that involves everybody. Because when we first read this thing on Monday, come on. How many times did they say that today, too? When we first, you know, we were surprised to really. So you're telling me that one of the most powerful franchises in baseball, one of the top five, okay, whatever, was had their manager involved in the middle of this thing. And no one from MLB picked up the phone and said, hey, listen, just so you know what's coming. That didn't happen? No way.
Well, I tend to believe maybe. I don't know.
I don't.
Because the other day they're sending out these notices for the Winter Carnival and all these things, and Alex is still involved in it. So if ownership got tipped off, they didn't tell anybody else. They didn't tell the folks sending out the press releases.
Yeah, I think that MLB had to clue these guys in, fellas, this isn't going well. Fellas, it's not going well. We should have an announcement next week.
Be that as it may. Separately, they went from 2017 in the Apple Watch thing to hiring the guy who's turned out to be the biggest recidivist cheater in Major League Baseball to go from the most notorious and, again, in hindsight, kind of obvious cheating scheme with one team to their team where they proceed to hit the ball through the stratosphere and went from one thing to the next and today, for 40 minutes, said nothing but he made a mistake in Houston and we didn't see it coming and, you know, it's unfortunate and taking no ownership of it. I find that so fraudulent. So fraudulent.
Well,
so,
and sorry to cut you off. And thankfully, again, I don't know who it was, but someone asked about the hiring process for Alex Cora a few years ago.
Yeah, Buckley did it.
Yeah. And, you know, they pressed on it and team president Sam Kennedy gave him nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Did it ever come up? Because you had just been warned by Major League Baseball. The manager who you had just been dismissed had gotten warned by Major League Baseball for electronic sign stealing and communications through an Apple Watch in your dugout. The commissioner had put out a league-wide memo warning everybody not to do it. Now you have a bench coach coming from a team that was suspected of a lot of these things. Did it ever come up? What's your culture? Is your culture, this speaks to your culture.
So did you vet him or did you bury your heads in the sand?
Or did you tacitly endorse his methods? And were you looking for him to bring those methods here? And you're not going to bring it up. This isn't my issue. I'm not looking. I'm not saying. I'm not asking. But whatever you can do to hit the baseball, you know, we're going to do. And that's, you know, because that's what I think they are. That's what I think they are. I think they're dirty.
Oh, I don't think there's any question that they did something and probably went to great lengths. Again, remember, they played the Astros in 2017. Okay, and they got their asses kicked in Houston especially. Games 1 and 2.
8-2 and 8-2.
They got murdered. They got murdered. Then they came back and they won game 3 here. And it was Houston didn't hit, if you remember.
I thought that was like 11-3 or something. And then in the fourth game, you were leading and Kimbrel blew it. But you were leading that one, too. And Houston didn't hit the way they hit in Houston there either.
So I'm telling you that the Red Sox had their antenna up in Houston in 2017. They knew and they said, what are these guys doing? Right? And so the fact that they wouldn't answer the question about what was discussed with Cora in the interview told me everything I needed to know.
Okay, so we continue with your reaction to today, the firing of Alex Cora, et cetera. Jack in Waltham. Hi, Jack.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm not surprised by how this brass is handling the situation at all. These guys are a bunch of snakes, all right? They're cowards. I'm thinking back. When Tito left town, it didn't go well. They didn't have good things to say about him. They threw him under the bus.
You bet.
Were these reports coming out.
You bet.
I mean, there are. It's a disgrace. So yeah, Alex Cora is the fall guy for now, but I think this problem goes deeper. I'm going to hang up and let you guys take it.
Oh yeah, I mean it's historical as we've sort of mentioned, but even this run, it picks up the tradition, the Red Sox tradition of calamity, and I mean just again, just a short-lit chicken and beer title last place, title last place. Francona implodes internally, right? He's all over the place, all sorts of problems. Then the team makes sure to let us all know about it after they fire the guy. Henry storms the studio. GM comes in, wins a title 1 year, gets fired the next. Manager wins a title 1 year, finishes last the next, then starts, I left out, banging reporters in the locker room. I don't know if it actually happened in the locker room, but, you know, Farrell starts fooling around. Players attack team broadcasters on plane. That was a good one. I'm not even going to, I shouldn't even mention the president of Red Sox Nation and his kid. Like, that's sort of a separate category. I hate to put it on this list, but I don't know. I mean, that's the president of Red Sox Nation and his son.
Let's keep it to the team.
World Series heroes turn into complete crackpots and wackadoodles. I'm talking about Schilling. You know, the guy should own the town and should be exalted in this town, except I think he's on Planet Zippy. He's like someone with Alex Jones and deep state conspiracies and things of this nature.
What do you say to those that said it was ketchup on your sock?
I mean, how many clubhouse guys have been now accused of some really heinous stuff? There was the most recent one just now. Wasn't there another one?
It's two.
A couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I know that sort of put them in the category of the broadcaster's son, but I don't know. It's like, I mean, how much stuff is going to happen to this team?
Been this way for as long as I can remember.
It's crazy.
It is. It's unbelievable.
And now this. Now this. Youngest roster in baseball. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's the youngest, but the youngest, most talented roster in baseball. Guys on rookie contracts set up for years to come. Bright, young, talented young manager that checks all the boxes. GM that set the whole thing in place. Record for wins. Best team in baseball. Everything set up. And they can't even last a year.
You know, chaos is part of the fabric of the Red Sox DNA. Like Maz said, I mean, I'm born and raised here my whole life. This is what it's been.
Seriously. It is. It's
been like this. I'm going to keep going back to this, but it
no,
is.
No, it's been like this for as long as I can remember.
Okay, so, but there's sort of that historical thing, but, you know, just.
But no. What, just this story?
This story, we've made mistakes. As simple as that.
Yeah, look, I'm astonished that, you know how I feel about it. I've told you this before. I don't understand the PR approach with most teams in most crises, whether it's the Red Sox, the Patriots, or anybody else, the Astros. I don't understand why teams don't just sit there and go, hey, look, we screwed up. What do you want us to tell you? We made a mistake. And so I recognize there are legal limitations when you get to, you know, you cut a deal with someone like Cora and, you know, whatever the legal agreement is. So I get that part of it. But I always feel like you can admit your own culpability. Like, that shouldn't be a violation of some sort of agreement.
You're not some unlucky, you know, bystander that you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, but their mentality time and again, and they just proved it again today, is almost like to pretend nothing's happening. I'd rather the defiance you get from the Patriots. At least it shows you they truly care. You know, like with the Red Sox, this ownership group, it's like, no, everything's fine.
Tony,
there's no
is,
bad news here.
Wow. So, Spygate, Deflategate, Apple Watchgate, now this thing. It's like, no wonder the whole country hates us.
Long commercial-free segment is next with you.
It's not an Apple Watch.
Boston's home for sports. Felger has 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger here. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know, Boston, for a lot of people, is a challenge. But for me, it's not. This is a city that
I understand they live baseball 24/7, but you know what? I come from a country that we live baseball 24/7.
This is Alex Cora, day one. Checked all the boxes. Checked all the boxes. And now 2 years later, he's finished. He's finished in baseball, it feels like. Your thoughts on that, your thoughts on his dismissal, your thoughts on Red Sox ownership today, et cetera, et cetera. Mike in Jamaica playing. Go ahead, Mike.
Cora was running basically a criminal enterprise to win World Series out of the dugout. Mounds, can you elaborate on what you mentioned earlier about what the commissioner can do to owners, not just like money and stuff, but like can they suspend them? How does that work?
Sure. I mean, he suspended George Steinbrenner. It was years and years and years ago, and that was for, you know, his relationship with the guy's name is Howard Spira or something, right?
Didn't he hire a PI to tail Dave Winfield on him?
Yeah, the guy was dirty, too. Maybe it was his Spira. I'll look it up. But Steinbrenner gets suspended for a year. The commissioner cut him off from all, you know, communication with his team for a full season. You can absolutely do that.
So, but the penalties on owners, the max is $5 million.
Oh, it is. That is the max.
Yeah, they hit Houston with $5 million.
But I didn't realize that was the max.
The reason it's five is because that they can't go anymore. So talk about a slap on the wrist.
Totally right. Again, you know, the Red Sox are worth almost $3.5 billion.
So, you know, I mean, not just is there really nothing done to these owners. It's done to their team so that, you know, secondarily sort of comes back to them. But not only that, when you read the report, they exonerate Jim Crane.
Correct.
Right off the top.
Yeah, correct. And so, look, again, I mean, to me, if you're worried about the culture in an organization, and in the case of Manfred, he cited the culture of the Astros in that report, how do you not go to the owner?
Exactly.
I mean, that's where everything starts there.
Bobby in Tewksbury. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? The reason why I'm calling, you're talking about the Red Sox. Tony, Big Jim, you got to remember the night with Buddy LaRue and Tony Cease.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to cool,
yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
And then look at John Henry with the analytics with John Lester over 30. And Murray, you're right. They treat us like we're stupid. I'm sick and tired of them two knuckleheads. And Felge, that Bloom's got a 14.4-volt battery in his back. He's a knucklehead.
He's not a person. He's not a. That wasn't a person up there. It's a hologram.
It's a hologram.
A computer generated facsimile of a human being.
Facsimile.
You know what I mean.
What are you looking for in a new manager? Algorithm has yet to be entered. Cannot compute.
I mean, again, I felt bad for him because I'm looking and go, this guy just walked into this whole thing. He didn't hire Cora. He wasn't part of that interview.
He's not a real person.
Okay, but that aside, like separate issue.
Computer-generated facsimile.
Yeah, fine. But again, he what's his involvement in this? He's sitting up there like, I looked at it as, to me, it felt like two press conferences today. One was John, Tom, and Sam sitting there, and then about 5 feet down was Chaim Bloom there to answer the baseball roster questions because they haven't talked to him in a while, apparently. Like, I wonder, his name wasn't on the press release last night.
Right. They shouldn't even have brought him out there. That's a bad look.
It's one or both. In other words, his name should have either been on the press release and he should have been out there, or neither.
But this particular story, he has nothing to do with. So he had it wasn't necessary to have Chaim Bloom there.
And you know what? He's not going to hire the next manager.
Hell no. Derek in Foxborough, go.
Yeah, you know, you can call me a Red Sox homer or whatever, but I just think Cora is getting completely thrown under the bus here by Manfred, who's acting like a tool in this whole thing. Like, if he really wanted to put an end to the sign stealing, go after the players. You know, why are the players skating in this thing? You know, give Bregman, Altuve, they're the ones who are banging on the trash cans. You know, suspend them half the season. You know, why are they skating in this whole thing?
I mean, I'm with you, Derek. I mean, the reason they're skating is because if you go after them hard, then you're dealing with the union and grievances and CBA implications and all of this.
Well, the other thing is, where do you stop?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's onerous, right? So, to Maz's point, right? So, what, are you going to suspend 25 guys?
I mean, so the Astros are going to forfeit their first 30 games of the year?
It's complicated, but the players are skating.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I understand why they're not doing it. The managers don't have any union that they have to deal with, or the executives don't have any union that the ownership has to negotiate with. And so it's an easier out for them. But the players should absolutely be held accountable in some way, shape, or form. They absolutely should. And now, where do you start? Where do you end, Maz? I hear you.
They might eat themselves on this one, because from what I understand, like, there were a lot of players reaching out to the union saying, how about, you know, what, how is this right? These guys won titles now? And
well, if the pitchers. And I don't know if, you know, I'm sure some players are worried about titles, but I think that they're more, you know, if I'm one of these pitchers who got lit up in Houston,
I'd be pissed.
I'm calling the union. I'm saying, what? This has cost me money.
No question.
This has cost me my livelihood.
Yeah, that's what I mean by they might eat themselves, because I think it's going to create division within the union.
The only player they can and should, and I mentioned this the other day, look at and should be held accountable, and I think it's starting now in New York, is Carlos Beltran. He only got 3 at-bats in the postseason, or maybe it was the World Series in 2018. He was on the roster, but he was a bit player on the field, but it was he and Cora that were the ringleaders of the thing. I consider Beltran a contemporary to Cora. Cora was a bench coach, and Beltran still got a few at-bats, but they were essentially the same age, the same place of their career, doing the same thing and had the same role in what they were doing there with that sign stealing. And now Beltran's a manager. Just 2 years after Cora got his first job, it's the same deal.
Look up his career postseason numbers sometime.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
So Carlos Beltran, to me, is different than the rest of them. They're different than the rest of them, but, you know, in the meantime, for the players, what we can at least give them is a healthy dose of skepticism. You know, Jose Altuve and his home offensive record, Jackie Bradley and some of the stuff that he did, or Mookie those guys deserve all the cynicism and skepticism in the world. I don't trust what you guys did was on the level, and that's, you earn that.
Absolutely. Look, again, and the Beltran point, just quickly, he's obviously the manager of the Mets now. There's now heat coming on him in New York, and he hasn't managed a game yet. And if I'm the Red Sox, I would act quickly in finding a manager.
How does that relate to Beltran, though?
Okay, this is why. Because Eduardo Perez, who was identified as a potential candidate in the Globe today, interviewed for the Mets job. And if Beltran gets it, Perez could be the guy down there.
So there's three, you know, there's two teams right now who need a whole new coaching staff.
Right, so this is why I'm saying to the Red Sox.
And there could be a third, is what you're saying.
You've got an advantage right now on the Mets. You've got an advantage in that your job's vacant. Theirs isn't. Use the time now and go. If you want Eduardo Perez, you better hire him now.
Is that the top candidate in your mind?
I mean, I like him. Okay, I like him. I think, and I am putting a premium right now on the fact that the Red Sox best young players are Hispanics and minorities, right? Meaning African-American, Mookie Betts, Eduardo Perez, Eduardo Rodriguez, yep. Rather, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, important guys, okay? And if they were hooked on Cora and they liked Cora, then get them the next closest thing. And so I think that that's an important thing for this team. Mike Lowell's name was in there, too. He's an interesting guy to me. Lowell's a huge clubhouse guy who can bridge gaps between English-speaking and Spanish-speaking players because he's bilingual. So I'm into that part of it. I think that's important for this team right now.
Okay, we come back and ask the question, is the Red Sox championship in 2018 tainted? Is it a tainted title? Get to that right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.